Radio.
The Epistemology of the Mass by Dr. Matthew Tan.
The title of my paper today is The Epistemology of the Mass. And I would like to start with the way many people, including myself, go to Mass. We come in, sometimes troubled, sometimes joyous, and we go to the Mass with a list of worries, concerns, prayer items, and the like. If we are honest, many of us would probably have fallen victim to the influence of the consumer mindset. And this mindset results in an approach to the Mass that treats the Mass like an opportunity to bring our shopping lists to the Lord. Whether it be for things, people, or concerns, we have a specific set of goals that we know must be met in relation to this specific item that we bring to the Lord. Now, many might be legitimate concerns or wants. It may be for a sick friend, for a failing relationship, for a job to support one's family, and so on. Whilst the propriety of the concerns are not the focus of this presentation, neither is the propriety of bringing a concern to God. What I do want to focus on is the methodology by which these concerns are brought to the Lord in the Mass. This methodology of bringing shopping lists to God rests on an epistemology in which we see ourselves as certain that we need these things for all persons for our lives to function. The use of our reason leads us to the certain knowledge that these things are necessary. Another point to be made here is that this particular use of our reason to be certain about the thing to be brought to God often rests in return on a sense of certainty of ourselves as we bring ourselves to God. Now, this may seem a natural thing to assume, for if we are not sure of ourselves, what can we be sure of? The question to be raised here is, do we approach the Mass with the right epistemology? This philosophical point is important, for the answer to this question very much influences the disposition you are in as you enter the Mass. A partial response to this question and a response to the presumptions of the following list approach, the shopping list approach to the Mass, can be found in Augustine of Hippo. In Book 4 of his Confessions, Augustine writes, quote, "Why then be perverted and follow thy flesh? Be it converted and follow thee. Whatever by her thou hast sense of is in spirit, and the whole whereof these are parts thou knowest not. And yet they delight thee. But had the sense of thy flesh a capacity for comprehending the whole, and not itself also, for thy punishment, been justly restricted to a part of the whole, thou wouldst that whatsoever existeth at this present should pass away, that so the whole might better please thee." What to make of this? Is Augustine suggesting that we are being perverts for bringing our needs to God? Not quite, says John Rist in his analysis of the Confessions. What Augustine seems to suggest is an epistemological point. An attitude of self-certainty rests on an exaggerated notion of our own abilities. Our being tainted by original sin means that our hold on any given reality is fragmentary, which thus impedes absolute certainty. Now, this fragmentation for Augustine reaches right down to our very sense of self. For Augustine, we have become, because of original sin, strangers to ourselves, in very much the same way that Schmeagol, twisted by the power of the ring, became Gollum, and for the longest time forgot his own name. And if certainty of self, that foundation for certainty in other matters, is put into doubt, how can we be sure of what the list that we bring to God in the Mass really are what we need? What does this have to do with our participation in the Mass? It is the central argument here that the Mass presumes an Augustinian epistemology, which presumes a lack of certainty even in ourselves, which runs contrary to the epistemology presumed in the shopping list because the shopping list presumes an agent that is fully self-aware. In immersing oneself into the ritual structure of the Mass, we are not primarily bringing our demands to God. We are primarily, as the presbyter reminds us at the beginning of Mass, that we are entering a series of sacred mysteries. These mysteries pertain not only to the object of the Mass, namely God, but also ourselves. Our participation in the Mass is an admission that before the perfection of God, we are not sure even of ourselves, and thus we cannot be sure that our demands are really what we want. We submit ourselves to the structure of the Mass because we admit that, as St. Paul puts it in his letter to the Corinthians, only know in part. This is why Psalm 55 and 1st letter St. Peter, chapter 5, exonerate us to bring to God not a specific itemized list, but instead a more ineffable care or anxiety, more akin to an effective gut feeling than a precise cognitive category. Conversely, in the face of our fallenness, and thus in the face of our fallen knowledge, it is only when we are in the gaze of God that we can hope to find the certainty that we need to properly ground any kind of human knowledge. As the psalmist says, "It is only in your light, O Lord, that we see light." To reiterate, our participation in the Mass is not an act of a self-cognizant agent. It is instead an admission that we are not the self-aware agents that we believe ourselves to be, and that, like Augustine, we need the gaze of God to provide us with the illumination necessary to discern the specific content of our cares and anxieties. The Mass, thus, is the forum by which we come to discern ourselves and our needs in the light of Christ. It is the forum where we are allowed to say, "I do not know what to do, and I do not know who I am." We see opportunities for this in Mass, of which two will be mentioned. We see opportunities in the recitation of the Our Father, which, whilst it may appear to be an aforementioned shopping list, was actually deemed by Thomas Aquinas to be, quote, "a great interpreter of one's desire." We see it also in the reception of the Eucharistic host. It is significant that in the Byzantine liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, used by the Greeks, Russians, Ukrainians, and the Melkites, the English translation of the Byzantine Mass describes the Eucharistic sacrifice as rational. It is significant that in the face of a culture that presumes all human agents to be fully self-aware and inherently rational in their own right, the Byzantine Mass locates rationality and thus illumination outside the human agent and in the Eucharistic host. Much closer to home in the Latin tradition, it is noteworthy that St. Augustine, in his distribution of the Eucharistic host, often referred to the reception of the body of Christ as, quote, "receiving who you are." He seems to have recognized that in the encounter with the Eucharistic Lord, we no longer become strangers to ourselves, because we come into contact with, as he once wrote, "he who is closer to us than we are to ourselves." By way of conclusion, I would like to stress that this reflection is not just an interesting mental exercise. For if the above reflections are right, it does raise some culturally uncomfortable questions for the Mass goer once the Mass is over, and when the congregant returns to what many regard as the real world. If the Mass really presumes our incomplete self-awareness and our need for God for sound knowledge on anything, how can we, after the Mass, continue to slot ourselves comfortably back into the institutions that presume complete certainty of everything, including ourselves? For businesses, shopping malls, government departments, and the like, all continue to embody an epistemology that runs contrary to that of the Mass. Does the Mass then call us to through more than just, quote, casting our cares to the Lord? Is it ridiculous to assume that, having received illumination from the Lord in the Eucharist, that we are called to transform these institutions, to challenge their pretensions to full knowledge, and in this questioning, extend both philosophically and institutionally the Eucharistic Lord's salvation of all the world?
That was Dr. Matthew Tan with the Epistemology of the Mass. For more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.